Okay. Council will please come back to order. Carla, we're now moving to the regular agenda. Would you please read item number 234?
Direct the Portland Bureau of Transportation, Bureau of Environmental Services, Portland Parks and Recreation, and Portland Water Bureau to modify the System Development Charge Deferral Program to spur new single-family residential home development.
Commissioner Dan Saltzman.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. It's a pleasure for me, or for Commissioner Fish and I, to bring this resolution forward on behalf of the Home Builders Association of Metropolitan Portland. As we all know, our economic recovery is fragile, and housing development is key to that recovery. We are seeing strong growth in development of multifamily housing, apartments, and some commercial, but this is not correlated to a strong uptick in the new single-family home construction. And in fact, this industry still remains, what, as I would characterize it, decimated. From the most recent statistics I've seen. The reasons for this are myriad, and anything this city council can do to help spur new single-family home building benefits all of us in the long run. To that end, this resolution directs the infrastructure bureaus to modify current system development charge deferral system to accommodate more single-family home construction. System development charges, or SDCs, are incredibly important to the sustainability of our city's infrastructure. Without them, our pipes, roads, and parks would be in much worse shape than they currently are. But it's also become apparent that in this time of tight credit, banks and private investors are not funding soft costs such as design and architectural services or public fees and costs like system development charges. This modification of the SDC deferral system will provide the needed gap funding until the home can be sold and the developer recoups his or her cost. I urge council support for this simple adjustment, and my policy manager, Matt Grum, is here to answer any questions. And I will just conclude by saying we spend a lot of time talking about how we need to help small businesses. Nothing epitomizes small businesses to me more than contractors who do new single-family home development. Almost without exception, they are small businesses.
So we'll now turn it over to I'll give my opening statement as a closing statement. Since we don't get Matt Grum very often, colleagues, I'm going to suspend the rules. You can ask him on any subject that you may have a concern about. Commissioner Leonard, why don't you
tee it up? Even the new restaurant that opened across the street, have you found out about that yet, Matt?
I have, Commissioner.
I didn't see you there the other night.
Questions for Matt. Carla, how many people signed up to testify?
We have 4 people signed up.
Okay, thanks, Matt. We'll bring you back if anything comes up, and we'll go to testimony now.
Okay. Please come on up. Justin Wood, Lori Butler, Scott Collins, and Jeff Fish.
Good afternoon.
I guess I have to change that. It's not morning anymore.
Justin, you want to kick us off?
Yeah. Good morning, or good afternoon, commissioners. And I'm Justin Wood with the Portland Home Builders Association. I want to thank all of you guys for helping us on this, and specifically Commissioner Saltzman's office and Matt, who helped help me come up with a resolution on this, and to try to find a way to kind of help spur single-family home development. As you already said, there's the soft costs are a large part of what we have to come up with to build a new house, and SDCs have grown to a point on a lot of starter homes where they approach 10% of the cost just to build the house. And so when you start calculating it, you know, how much of that has to be put out of pocket to build the house, and you start adding up how many houses you can build, it only takes a couple before you have the capital available to you to build another house or two. And that translates pretty quickly in terms of jobs and economic development in the city if you can just get several more houses going for each builder, you know, over the course of a year. And I think you know that most of us are all here to support it, and we have several other members here that showed up to support, but in interest of time, they're just going to let us talk for a little bit. One of the things that I want to just kind of make sure to point out, and I haven't mentioned this to Commissioner Fish's office yet, but we want to make sure that we work with the Housing Bureau as well, because a lot of us use the SDC waiver program for the lower income families. Currently, the waiver program doesn't work with the deferral program. You have to apply for waivers prior to building the house to determine. And if you defer, you can't defer them if you've already applied for the waivers. And so what happens is you basically have to pre-qualify the house, if you will, for waivers, and then at the end of the project determine whether or not the buyer actually qualifies. So if we can get the Housing Bureau to work with this deferral program so that you can actually, if you defer the SDCs to the end of the project, then at that point, if you have a qualified buyer, you just apply for them, and you don't have to go through basically the pre-qualification on that. So
I appreciate you raising that, and I think what we decided was we do this on a two-step basis. So today we'll take up this resolution, and we would be happy to work with you and Commissioner Saltzman and both Housing and Bureau of Development Services to see if we can work that issue out too.
Great. So in closing, the Home Builders Association strongly supports this, and it's our hope that we can use Portland as a model to go to some of the other jurisdictions as a way to do this with to help the cost of the SDCs for the builders and the developers in the region. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Ma'am?
Good morning. I'm Lori Butler, and I thank you for taking this under advisement and hearing us today. I just want to say that on behalf of the Home Builders Association, of which I am a member, and someone who works with many, many of the infill builders here in the Portland area, that I have seen what they have gone through in these economic times, and many of them have just struggled to keep their head above water. Many of them, as you know, have not kept their heads above water. This will be a great help to these infill builders to be able to use that money in another arena and defer the payment of it for 18 months. So thank you again, both on behalf of the HBA and the infill builders.
For joining us today, sir.
I'm Scott Collins. You have to forgive me. I'm a little nervous. I'm not used to wearing clean clothes. I'm a small builder, and I've only been in business since 2008. So I really haven't seen any good times. It's been a tremendous struggle just to keep my head above water. I think I paid myself $8,000 last year. So you know, this is not this affects everybody in the community. I've been struggling incredibly, and one of the results has been a loss of my personal credit, which I use to, I would intend to use, and I've worked with my bankers. They just can't seem to come up with financing, so I'm forced to go to private financers, which, some people call them loan sharks. It's a very expensive way to do business, and I did some quick, simple math, and I figured that this resolution would save me an additional $1,594 per home. And if I did eight homes a year, it would actually enable me to do another project, which that amount of money would otherwise go to this financier or other private investors, and the money wouldn't be used to circulate throughout the local economy. So, in other words, the money's got to go someplace, and instead of going to the pocket of investors, I will use that money to create more jobs and develop the city. So that's really my only point I had to say was that.
Thanks very much. Jeff Fish, no relation?
No relation that we know of. Good afternoon, Commissioners. Very good summary, Commissioner Saltzman, about where this industry is and has been. I was going over some numbers about 2 weeks ago from a duplex built in 1975 when the plan check fee was $17 and the building permit fee was $60, and we had no SDCs. Now the SDCs are a little over $17,000, and for a single family somewhere, depending upon permits, $8,000. For guys like Scott down here, it's really tough, as he mentioned, for those guys to come into the business. It's tough for those of us who have been in the business for 40 years. In 2008, we had five lenders. Four of those went away. We have one, and we're one of the few builders in town that have one. Most of the people, or a lot of the people, are getting, as Scott mentioned, hard money. And we're not out of the tough times. We're a long ways from being out of the tough times. So this can really help, in my opinion. I sit on DRAC. We reviewed this resolution of DRAC. There's been some minor word changing, I think, but for the most part, DRAC was supportive of it. So I would appreciate your affirmative vote. Thank you.
Thanks very much. And since you mentioned there are other people here who are not testifying but are in support of this, could you raise your hand if you're here to support the measure? Thank you for your time. Anyone else who's signed up to testify?
That's all who signed up.
Thank you.
Further council discussion? It's a resolution. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Fritz?
I'm very pleased to support this resolution and commend Commissioner Salzman. I think it's less than 3 months since Justin Wood and the home builders and I had a conversation about this, and Matt Graham has done really great work in getting it to the council in probably record time, even going through the Development Review Advisory Committee, too, so that all of the I's have been dotted and T's have been crossed. We will be getting a further resolution coming back, I believe, or some further changes to implement it. But I appreciate your willingness to engage and look at the details of how we make this work better for everybody. I'm glad that we're going to be supporting small businesses and construction at these very difficult times. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank the home builders. I want to thank Scott in particular. You did a great job of articulating exactly how this deferral of SDCs can help spur, hopefully, your business to more projects. So thanks for dressing up for us and doing a good job of testifying. I also want to thank Matt Grum in my office. As Commissioner Fritz said, it's often frustrating to have ideas and to sort of run into roadblocks. Matt did run through those roadblocks, and I also want to thank the Bureau of Development Services for helping us to achieve this, and the Development Review Advisory Committee's support was essential too. Please to vote aye.
Leonard?
Good work. Thank you. Aye.
Fish?
I'm happy to join my colleague, Commissioner Saltzman, in co-sponsoring and supporting this resolution. Thankfully, as has been noted, we're beginning to see some signs of a recovery in our local economy, but as Jeff said, we have a long way to go. In the short term, this change in how we collect SDC charges, I believe, is a reasonable and revenue neutral from the city's point of view step to encourage the development of more single family homes. And if we can get more projects underway, then we're helping to create more family wage construction jobs and expanding the dream of home ownership for more of our families. Those are great goals. I want to thank the home builders and Justin Wood for their good work on this issue, my colleague Dan Saltzman and Matt Grum, and my colleagues for their support. Aye. Resolution passes. Congratulations. Carla, could you please read item number 235? And is there someone here from the mayor's office to present on this?
235, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the Portland Development Commission for the joint management of a $1 million grant from the Economic Development Administration for the Portland Regional Clean Tech Advance Project.
Is there anyone here to present?
Sounds good.
I could set this over till next week, or we could take it up.
I'm prepared to vote.
Yeah.
All right, Carla, but this is an ordinance, so it goes to, it's an emergency, excuse me. Carla, would you call the vote?
And no one signed up to speak. So. Fritz?
So this is a $1 million grant for the Regional Clean Tech Advance Project, and it has two priorities: commercialization of technologies into new products in the region's high-growth clean technology cluster and the integration of the region's traditional manufacturing industries into fast-growing clean technology sectors. The ordinance authorizes an IGA with the Portland Development Commission for joint management of the grants and the projects. It's clearly in line with our economic development priorities and is being matched with another $1 million from the Portland Development Commission. I appreciate the mayor's office's work on this. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. The matter passes. Carla, could you please read 236?
Declare intent to terminate local improvement district formation proceedings to construct street, stormwater, and sidewalk improvements from Gleason Street to Coote Street in the Northeast 157th Avenue Local Improvement District.
Do we have anyone from Bureau of Transportation? I think Let's pass on
the
this.
Cats, yes. Cats away, the mice do play.
Just got here.
There we go. Andrew. You certainly know how to make an entrance.
Yeah.
Terminating LID.
Andrew, what would you like to tell us about this one?
Good afternoon, Andrew Abbey, LID Administrator. You have before you a resolution of intent to terminate LID formation proceedings. We had 2% petition support, 57% waiver support. So based on that low level of petition support, the recommendation, excuse me, a little out of breath here, is not to move forward with the LID.
Questions or comments from the council?
So is there anybody that's still anxious to do it?
Well, it'd be a good project if we had stronger support, but
let me rephrase that. Are there any neighbors who are anxious to do it?
Just the 2% that signed up.
Thank you.
This is a Carl, anyone sign up to testify on this?
I did not have a sign up sheet for this.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify on item number resolution 236? If you'll please call the roll.
Fritz.
Andrew, as usual, I appreciate your diligence on this and the recognition that a project of cost $1.6 million is a really significant impact for homeowners at these particularly difficult times. So although I also appreciate the work of the staff in putting together a good project, I hope it comes back in the future so that the designing work hasn't been wasted. I do concur that it's not the best time to move forward. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. The resolution's adopted. Thank you, Andrew. Carla, could you please read number 237?
Amend the Transportation System Plan, part of the Portland Comprehensive Plan, to include updated street segment classifications, project list descriptions, and project alignments on transportation system improvement maps to implement the land use final order for the Portland-Milwaukee light rail project.
Welcome to council, ladies.
Thank you.
What do you have for us?
So I'm Courtney Duke with the Bureau of Transportation in the Transportation Policy Section, and I have Teresa Boyle here from our Project Management Section. Art Pierce has been the project manager working with TriMet. I mean, Teresa has been as well, but on this particular part of the project, and Art, I believe, is with the mayor in Washington. So Teresa is here to answer some questions if needed about some of the specifics related to the project. What we're here to do today is a very narrow focused update of the Transportation System Plan, which is a part of the city's comprehensive plan. We are trying to make sure that our policy document, which is the Transportation System Plan, is in alignment with the project as approved and as being constructed and being designed. There were a number of other projects that came to council in the past as resolutions related to New Water Avenue realignment, the Clinton to the River multi-use path, the North McAdam Transportation Development Strategy, and the South Waterfront District Street Plan. So we're basically combining all of those recommendations from the resolution into one package to actually amend the Transportation System Plan. So the document in the next couple of weeks will reflect these street classification changes, which are policy-related classification changes, as well as alignments to the street, since we're moving some streets, mainly Water Avenue, and then again some stuff related to the Master Street Plan. This is all to be able to implement the light rail, the light rail bridge, as well as construction on both the east and west side of the river. All of these projects are supported in our city's existing transportation system plan in terms of projects. It's in our regional transportation plan. We were given federal funds, and then again this land use final order through the region to spend those funds and build the project as designed and as outlined in the LUFO, as it's called, land use final order. We feel we've met the criteria of the local, state, and regional criteria in our ordinance. We went to Planning Commission and have a letter of support from Planning Commission. Our public involvement, there was extensive public involvement in the four projects that came before you in the past. So there were citizen advisory committees, public outreach, open houses, as well as vote here. And then for our little project, we had an open house in September, and then again we were at Planning Commission in December, as I think when we got bumped to December, yeah. And then just quickly, for anyone who's following anything related to the comprehensive plan or the Portland plan amendments, this is outside that comprehensive plan and what we call periodic review, because it's a specific action related to implement the federal order. So that's why it's a very narrow focused for these projects rather than opening it up to other projects. We are having an update of the city's comprehensive plan and the transportation system plan. We're looking at a December 2013 deadline for that. So in case there are any questions about how this fits in. So again, we have some minor amendments to the maps and the classification changes and some project descriptions that will hopefully be reflected in the comp plan once you approve it. So I think
won the award as the most succinct presentation on a complex matter in recent memory.
Thanks.
Questions from my colleagues?
I also particularly appreciated the public involvement statement and the public process that you put together. Was there any controversy in this?
No, I would say the only questions really were why weren't we doing a larger update? There's a lot of projects out there related to the bike plans and stuff in East Portland. Couldn't we add that in? And we really had to have it be really narrow focused to this particular project, but we were able to get more input about those other projects and what people are interested in for when we do the update.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is an ordinance, and it will go. Did anyone sign up to testify?
No one signed up.
This matter goes to a second reading next week. Thank you both.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Carla, would you please call the vote on 238, second reading?
I'll read the title. Create a local improvement district to construct street and stormwater improvements in the Northeast 112th Avenue and Mark Street Local Improvement District. Fritz?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. We have one more matter. This is item 221 that was pulled. Would you please read that for the record?
Amend agreement with Portland Streetcar, Inc. for vehicle engineering services related to streetcar vehicles being procured from Oregon Iron Works for the Portland Streetcar Loop Project.
Do we have someone here from...
President Fish, I've discussed this with Portland Streetcar in the intervening council meeting we had earlier today, and I no longer have any concerns about this. So I told them they could go.
This is an emergency ordinance. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye. The matter passes, and we are in recess until 2 p.m.
You're here this afternoon, right?